Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Here comes a throw home. He's going to be out at home. Oh, what a throw by Soto.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Bobby is calling from Belmore, and Bobby seems to have a level head this morning. What's up, Bobby?
Judge, unlike Jeter, Munson, and Gehrig, they became captains because they produced in the postseason. Okay, I mean, you want me to read off his last four playoff series numbers?
No, please, we don't need that.
Bobby, I'll let you finish. Bobby, hold on, Bobby. You're missing something, and I know where you're trying to go, and I promise I will give you the opportunity to make the point, even though it's going to be an erroneous one. Mattingly never played in the postseason when he was named captain. So keep going.
Okay, that's a good one. I have to admit, that's a good one. But Mattingly was MVPs. No, I know Judge had real good regular season.
And Judge won the MVP as well.
Now, Bobby, what's the sex point? Because I'm dying to hear this.
Well, Sal, you better continue trying to have sex with your wife. I was married, so I totally understand. Because with the Yankees, I'm concerned. Because if Judge continues to hit like this in the postseason, they aren't going to win a World Series. And I'll get into the
What does that have to do with the sex with your wife part or giving up sex for 2 years? I'm confused.
Well, you know, you're hoping that the teams are going to win championships, you know.
Bobby, it was a very simple question, and I'll ask you. Would you give up sex for 2 years? And I think I know the answer to this.
Well, it depends.
might not be a cliffhanger here. Would you give up sex for 2 years to have your team win a championship?
Well, if you're married or you have a hot girl, it depends if you're married or not. If you're not married, you have a hot girlfriend, there's no way in hell I would give up sex.
Yo, Bobby!
Bobby the stud!
But maybe the upset of the day! Oh, that was tremendous, man.
Bobby Bacala!
Bobo. That was great. I love the surprise.
Bobby the pipe man.
Oh man,
that was funny.
I didn't see that one coming from Bobby. That was tremendous.
I saw the exact thing. Like, you know, this guy is completely under his wife's power. Yes, whatever you want, honey.
Wife's power.
Let me say whatever you want.
I'm like, Bobby, come on. We all know the deal here. You've never had sex, in fact, in your life.
So we went to break. Sal told me he was going to actually ask him that. Yeah. That was the next question, which I believe. That's funny. Hey, by the way, I know you don't love Boomer celebrating his birthday because, you know, again, Sal, the program director, likes to think he runs the show around here. May I wish you a happy something today?
Oh, Oh, I think I know what this is. Go ahead. Well,
happy anniversary, Sal.
Thank you.
Those great Met fans out there.
Yes.
60 years ago today, Shea Stadium opened.
Yeah. And
wow.
Now I knew about
60?
That. 60? You weren't born yet.
No.
Yeah. What was your first memory of Shea? Was it Jets or Mets?
I never saw a Jets game but Shea.
Really?
No, I didn't. On TV, I watched a couple. Like, I was watching football, like, with Klecko and those guys. Not in the late 70s, early 80s. I remember vaguely. As a Met, going to the Mets with my dad, going to Shea with my dad, I should say. Oh, geez. The first true memory, I know. Well, honestly, the one that jumps out, and this probably isn't the first time he took me, I remember him being on the field, actually.
Hmm.
Remember my dad being on the field with his buddies from the Dream Camp in Met uniforms.
They get to go on.
Yeah, they, like, honor them pregame. That's the big one. I remember another time a team that I was on was actually honored. We were playing Japan. This may have been before
This has nothing to do with the Mets.
But it's at Shea Stadium.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Saying.
I know. No,
well,
I get
what do you
it.
Want me to say? I watched, Doug Flynn go 0-for-4
yeah.
and, Pat Zachary give up 7 runs. Rest in peace, Pat, actually. I didn't mean to use that.
No,
example.
I know. Well, whatever. It's top
away.
Of the mind.
He just passed away, though.
We did this yesterday on Baseball Night in New York, knowing that today would be the anniversary. And forget about the individual games, which, look, there are some great, some obviously awful.
Yeah, sure.
But, and you could tie in old Yankee Stadium as well. Man, do I miss those ballparks. Like, I would give anything to have that long, sad walk down from, let's say, the mezzanine.
The little circular
down those
thing,
ramps,
shuffling your feet.
Down those big ramps after a tough loss. Or, the exuberant yells of, let's go Mets, or people going nuts down those ramps. Same thing with Yankee Stadium. Like,
yep.
It was crowded in between those tunnels. You know why? Because it wasn't meant to house 50,000 people. Your ass was supposed to be sitting in the seat watching the game. The food wasn't great, and it didn't matter because you didn't go there for the knish.
Yeah.
You went there to watch the ballpark. You went to watch the ball game. That's what it was about. Now it's about everything other. It's great. It's luxurious. You could get top of the notch food, any kind of cuisine you want. You could see the ballpark from all the ball field from all different angles in the ballpark. Yeah, that's great. But then nobody's in their seat watching the game, which is the whole reason you go to a game.
Only this guy could turn the 60th anniversary of Shea Stadium into somehow admonishing people.
Well, don't, it's not people.
It's, I mean, but it's, I'm messing around.
Yeah, I know.
And by the way, knishes are awesome. You give me. I haven't had one in a long time.
That was my go-to at Shea.
Oh,
I get the $2 knish.
Okay.
And that's it. I'd be sitting in
Did
my
you
seat.
Did you put onions in it? Because
no,
we used to do that at the guy at the park.
No.
You slice it open, you put the mustard, you put the onions off, the red onions right in it.
I did the onions, but I did the mustard, no doubt.
Oh,
yeah,
God. It was
I wasn't
good.
Opposed to a little mustard, but at that particular time, you're at the seat, I'm not going to get there. I would get a knish or two.
Definitely.
What was the Knish guy named? Mr. Knish? Was that what it was?
At Citi Field, it was not. Was it Cons?
True?
Could that be right?
Hans?
Whatever it was.
Cons? Cons dogs. Sure, I think those were hot dogs.
No? But whatever it was, they had Shea Stadium used to have the best Knishes, and they were $2.
It was
the greatest value ever.
You know what? Now, I got to give you a better answer. This is what I remember most about Shea. I do remember, I think I'll take this one to the grave. The Billy's final play at Shea.
You were there?
I was.
Okay.
That's
I've seen that, but I
phenomenal.
Wasn't there for it.
And I'm forgetting at this in the Bronx they had the Pinstripe Pub, and at Shea, what was the restaurant? It was nothing incredibly fancy. You get like
the Diamond Club.
Yes.
The Diamond Club.
Yes. And I remember going that.
Yeah, that's where they had the World Series trophies.
Yes. Yes. And that's where my dad would always take me, and I always have such fond memories of getting, roast beef sandwich, pastrami, corned beef, hamburger, whatever, fries with him going to watch the game, both in the Bronx and in Queens.
Think about how, I love that you brought that up. See, that's
Diamond
a good one.
Club, yeah.
That was a big deal. Like, I never remember going there, but then when you used to get a free ticket or whatever, you get free tickets from somebody that you know, and it had Diamond Club access.
Yes.
Like, wow.
You got a night out of the town.
Yeah, I would go just to see the trophies initially. Like, I wanted to see the World Series trophy sometimes before a game, but I very rarely, if ever, ate at the Diamond Club.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how far we've come with these ballparks now where the Diamond Club used to be a special, big feel. And in reality, it pales in comparison to what they have now. Even the Promenade Club or whatever it's called,
yes.
at the upper level at
yes.
City Field, is far greater than anything the Diamond Club ever had.
But what was the better experience? You can make the case that it was back then because you were actually more immersed in the game and you had conversations. You weren't staring at your stupid phone.
Right.
You weren't walking around taking selfies of everything. Like, you were more connected to humans.
That's kind of my point, where even if you, it wasn't about... For me, it was always about going to the game. Was. Not anymore. But it was about going to the game to get this. I know it sounds crazy to you millennials, you bing-bongers, to watch the game. I used to go to the game to actually watch the game. Bought a ticket. Bought some food, went to my seat, I didn't move.
Yeah.
Didn't miss a pitch.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I sat there and watched
the game. Back then, you didn't have to go to the bathroom that much because you were young.
Yeah, really.
You know,
and if you
go.
Did, you made
one
sure
more
you
trip now you as you get older.
Ran real quick in between innings. You got back and you watched the game.
And your parents
now,
let you run by yourself.
They did. Now they've made it so great. And it's not a knock on the ball, but it's you go there for an event. Like my wife likes to go, and she doesn't like to go to watch every pitch the way that I used to. She likes to go to see the different food or to see this or that. And there's so many things, whether it's Yankee Stadium or Citi Field.
Yep.
But it's not about going to the game anymore.
I know.
Why is going to the game not enough?
Because I don't think that the baseball generation, like the baseball fans, are quite as fervent as they once were. Meaning you need to entice those fringe fans with something else because I think we love baseball. You know, baseball is massive here. And
I'm talking lean years, too. Like,
I know. There's just so many things fighting for whatever free time we have as humans that you gotta church it up a little bit. Otherwise, nobody's going to waste time.
And truth be told,
which stinks.
I would be one of those people at this particular point. But I'm also, 44 years old.
Yeah, no, like, I got it. Yeah.
But I miss the old Yankee Stadium. You couldn't go anywhere, but you didn't need to. You wanted to be in that ballpark, in your seat, on top of the action, right there, that raucous crowd.
I remember I got, I don't know who the Mets were playing, but my neighbor Chris and Greg, brothers, their grandfather got tickets. And I'm like, yeah, even though I was a Yankee fan, yeah, I definitely want to go. And remember when the old days, I guess you could still do it, they would have like the fishnets for when the foul ball would go up top. And we almost got one. Like, I don't remember, if I had to give you a year, probably 1983.
You're sitting like front row.
Like front row.
Yeah, second deck.
No, yeah, second deck, front row, right where the net, right where the netting meets like the base of the stadium. Yeah. Oh my God, it was awesome. Almost got a ball. Like, yeah, you just give me a baseball hat with ice cream in it. Give me a scorecard, not so I could be Evan, but so I could like look at who's coming up
whatever,
in the minors and
the
do my thing
up,
and, hopefully see Donnie crank a three-run bomb or Darryl do something and let's go.
I do miss the – now, look, this all comes from the same thing. Like, we miss when we were younger and kids, right? You get older, it just changes. But I do miss the innocence of just going to the ballpark, knowing you were to spend a couple hours there, reading the program, filling out the lineups or looking at the scoreboard, cracking open some peanuts, watching a game in the beautiful, day of summer, whatever it may be. Just a nice, relaxed, fun environment. There's nothing better. And then as you get older, you add a little, peanuts and beer to that maybe.
Oh, sure. You know what I miss? And I know we're kind of jumping around in different directions here, but what I think I miss the most about being a baseball fan, and I'm still a massive one, you know that, but it changes. When I go to a game, I'm concerned with logistics. All right, if I leave at this time, I get there. And we all deal with that. I'm not alone there. But when you're a kid, you don't factor that in one bit.
It's timeless.
I remember we had a little pool. We didn't have a real pool. We had one of those pools like 2 feet that you fill up with the hose. Yeah. But it was. I felt like I was in a country club. Yeah. It was good for me. Trust me. I had no problem with it. And I just remember like being in the pool in the yard. I'm talking when I'm like 6, 7, 8, maybe 9. And I'm just like, all right, when is Dad giving me the call? Time to go. He's just waiting to get in the car, which wasn't a brand new car at that point. You know, get on the Belt Parkway, make my way. Mostly he took me to the Shea because he's a Mets fan, as you know. Get there and just like see this massive structure.
Oh, yeah.
And in my mind saying, I'm going to be a professional baseball player someday. Like looking at it in this wondrous amazement. And unfortunately, as you get older, that just naturally dissipates. It is what it is. But, that's why it's the best being a kid.
And it is fun to talk about. And luckily, like to a certain extent, we do still get to be kids by talking about sports.
Yep.
And there are times where you could go even as an adult and still kind of try to capture that old feeling that you used to have.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.